And now this is a dictation for Connie, T-O-N-N-I-E, Redman, R-E-D-M-A-N, September 2154. Addresses a letter to Dr. Madden, M-A-D-D-E-N, 231-796-5562. Dear Dr. Madden, follow-up for Mrs. Redman, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit a year ago. Husband passed away, complications of alcohol, relationship was not very well, she's still grieving, but also finding peace, has chronic incontinence and nocturia, insomnia, a smoker with chronic cough, hand dyspnea, but no purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen, no CPAP machine, stable edema, review system done, non-contributory. Next paragraph. Medication list review. I will highlight beta blockers, Norvasc, narcotics, antidepressants. She stopped Plaquenil as well as gabapentin. Next paragraph, weight up to 205, previously 198. Blood pressure nurse 147.85, COPD abnormalities but distant clear. No gross arrhythmia, no ascites, 2 plus edema bilateral, no cellulitis. Next paragraph, chemistries, November. Creatinine 1.0. She's been not infrequently 1.2 to 1.4. Present GFR will be 60. Normal electrolyte acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. Anemia 11. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Fluctuating levels of kidney function, stage 3 or better. Blood pressure in the office, higher than at home. There, 120s over 70s, continuous same medications, no progression, no symptoms, no volume overload pericarditis, anemia has not required PO treatment, no need to change diet for potassium bicarbonate, normal nutrition, calcium phosphorus, no binders, what sodium intake, some of the edema is related to Norvasc, no evidence of pulmonary edema, chronic incontinence of urine, come back in 6 months.